of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, where they do that in the Bible at? You can't show it to me. Well, Jesus said it. He sure did. The preacher know his name. If he is a God, he'll know his name. Because the Lord can let him know who he is. If they're there of God, they don't know the name. They can't understand that. Nicodemus was highly educated. He was a ruler of the Jew. He couldn't understand. How could you be born again when you're old? Jesus explained it to him. Nicodemus has born of the flesh is flesh. And born of the spirit is spirit. I marvel. Ye must be born again. You see the Holy Spirit like the wind. You feel it, but you can't see it. You understand me? But they got a thing now. They fool everybody. They fool them. Come on. Confess. You got it. I look at them last night on TV. Yeah, come on, just say this prayer.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the homesickness. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find a numerous amount of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition room? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home? Right now. You that have an unknown sickness? Right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Oh, the whole devil. The Lord been good to me.
Before and how you have come through in your situation.
I was down. I didn't know which way to turn. Didn't know what to do. And confused and lost. So I came to you. And it seemed like doors start opening up. And I couldn't believe my eyes, especially this week. Started Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I think like I was blessed. Financial, physical, mental. And the doors would just open up and things that was taken from me was given back to me, even more. And I was just shocked.
When you first came, you had a problem with your home. Your home was trying to be taken away. Your car was actually taken away. And I told you what to do and what kind of lawyers to get. And tell me, how much have you spent trying to get a lawyer and taking care of your situation?
0 cents. I haven't been out of no money for lawyer or anything to get me.
You said that when you went to the, where I told you to go, they had turned down a few cases and you were shocked to see that they took yours.
Yes.
You tell me. I'm not going to say a thing else. You tell me. I'm recording this. I'm not going to, it's all right if I record this. Okay, don't call out your name, all right? But you tell us what happened when you first came and how things are coming now.
I came to you one Friday and I was to meet with this lawyer that Saturday morning. So I came to you and you told me to go on. And I know I didn't have any money in my pocket for a lawyer. So I went on and was on time and met with the lawyer. So I got there, it was a room full of people and you had to sign in. And they had told us from the beginning they was only taking some of the cases, not all of them. So first, the lawyers come in and they call three names out. And I was sitting there thinking that was it. And they come back and they called my name. I hurried up and got up. And they took on my case. And I went. I was upset and worried, even after I had come to see you and that, when I went to see the lawyer. The lawyers told me the same thing you said. Don't worry. We'll handle everything. It's going to be okay. Just don't worry. So I gave it to the Lord. I turned loose and gave it to the Lord and let the Lord work with it. And I came to see you again and I kept in contact on calling you or coming to see you. And the Lord worked it out.
All right. We're looking for six months for you. They had towed your car, you had your car, everything was working out all right. Now tell me something, what did you say? You said you had your car.
God bless to all my father's children. Once again, this is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Get your pencils, get your paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number right here in Atlanta, my friends. Are you in need? Has it seemed that you've been here and there and there's no success? Have you tried before and everything that you tried goes backwards? Are you going against unnatural spirits and demons? Do you have a court case pending? Do you have that arthritis of the gout? You know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone that could always go off into the woods with a coca sack across their back. Come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can go back to the fields the next day. Yes, my friends, those of you that want that loved one back, that husband or wife back, those of you that have no peace in your home, telephone number, write it down, my friend, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, get your pencils, get your paper ready. Oh, my God. I want you to write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone or your address numbers. Oh, my God. Some right now are wondering how they're going to come through. You know, the book of Genesis, the Revelations is real, and I'm asking those of you that are in need, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn it around, I want you to know that God is yet in the blessing business, and miracles are happening every day, my friends, for those of you that are in need. Are you in need of a miracle right now? Is there someone or something throwing those stumbling blocks around you to where every time you step out, something goes backwards instead of forward? Are you right now in need of finance and cannot turn it around? Is there a situation on that job that's pending and you're wondering how you're going to get around it? Are you right now trying to hold on to what you've acquired throughout life and it seems that every time you turn it around, something else is in your way? Oh, my my God, I want you, and especially you that are in need. Just like old David went against Goliath with just that little bit of faith, that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Just like old Joel sat down and kept that faith no matter what anyone else said. You too, my friends, can receive a miracle in your life. All you have to do is just call me. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Yes, my friends, you know I'm going to send you that bottle of Masterstroke or offer you to use each and every morning. Those of you right now that are wondering how you're going to pray that situation away and turn it around, I'm going to send you that prayer cloth, my friends, for you to keep with you. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. I'm going to give you the toll-free number also for those of you that do not have long distance. But in the meantime, write down the direct line. That's area code 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Yes, my friends, those of you that are dealing with that witchcraft, those of you that are dealing with that voodoo and voodoo, those of you right now that are outside of your home wondering what in the world has happened and how you are going to be able to turn this around. Oh, my God, write down the telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. Now, those of you that do not have long distance, you may call me at a toll-free telephone line at 1-877-319-2444. That's 1-877-319-2444. Those of you that are going to write us, my friends, we're going to take a minute of silent prayer, and then we're going to get right back with you, my friends, just for a minute of silent prayer, and have that mailing address for you, and those of you that are in need right now, not putting off for tomorrow for what you can do today, but stepping out. I mean, stepping out on faith, my friends, right now. Oh, my God. Right now, my friends, join us right now. No matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning things and nothing turns your way, join us right now. If you're on the job of driving, don't close your eyes, but just join us right now. There's still a sky for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Someone might be approaching their knees right now. Someone might be holding their child. Someone might be laying their hand on that radio right now, my friends. Right now, my friends. In the name of Jesus, join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart right now, my friends. Join us right now. Just 1 minute, my friends. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart. No matter how long you've been facing it, my friends, on that day, I know somebody right now is filling the Spirit within the Spirit by the Spirit. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write down the post office box right here in Atlanta, my friends. Get your pencil and paper ready. I'm going to be here all throughout the day, my friends. Oh, my God. Now, again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903.